Is it a robot or not?
John, listener Ben wrote in and said, to robot@theuncomparable.com, which everybody's invited to, of course, email. We have so many submissions that we may be here for decades to come, but send in whatever. Do it. robot@theuncomparable.com. Ben wrote, every couple of years, I become a sailing super fan. And this is a particularly good year with both Olympic sailing and the America's Cup on the schedule. This is last year, I think. I don't know. For the first time, both are using unanchored buoys during the events. Since these buoys hold themselves at designated GPS coordinates against wind, tides, and currents, are they robots? What about when they navigate themselves to new coordinates to account for wind shifts? All right, robot buoys, robotic buoys, make their mark at the 2024 Paris Olympics. What do you think, John?
This may be a new minimal robot type thing. So the thing about like the Roomba, which we always use, is like it's got a job to do. It is autonomous. It does the job. It's a simple job. It's not a lot of intelligence, but it goes off and does things, right? This thing, you may say, well, wait a second. This thing's job is to not move. Well, to not move relative to GPS coordinates, but it is moving relative to the medium that it is in because currents and waves are constantly trying to carry it elsewhere.
Yeah, otherwise it would drift away.
Yeah, it has to move against the medium that it is in the same way that a Roomba moves over the floor. I don't know about the going to another location because that sounds like it's a remote control thing or whatever. But if, like, let's just set that aside. Let's just pretend this, you know, this thing, you plop it down and its only job is to stay still. I think because it is autonomous in this job and because it is moving through the medium, I'm going to say I think it's a robot. Mm.
Yeah, if it had sensors and GPS and all those things, and then there was somebody at a control center who was telling it what to do in order to maintain stability, it would mm-hmm. not be a robot. But you're right. I think it is getting all of this data into itself and then adjusting its location or its movement to maintain its location. That sounds like a Roomba to me. It's that level.
Yeah, and it's got the same type of struggle where your Roomba sometimes has difficulty with obstacles and stairs and socks and pets or whatever. You can imagine this little buoy out there, and it's really wavy, and it's trying to get back to its coordinate, but it can't quite do it because the waves are crashing over it, and its little engine isn't powerful enough. Yeah, I think this is another example of a minimal robot, and it's weird because we don't think about, you know, we think it's just staying still. It's not moving at all, but it totally is because water is where it lives, and it is moving through the water. It's whatever it is, the your speed over the speed through the water versus your speed across the earth are two very different things when you're sailing. And I think this buoy has some speed through the water almost all the time.
My Roomba, I have a little Roomba update for you, which is the other day my Roomba threw an error. It said it couldn't go home. It couldn't find its way home.
Can't go home again.
And I you know where I found it? I found it literally 6 inches from its base. What are you doing, robot? What? Come on.
How poetic.
It was a tragic scenario where its battery died inches away from its charger.
Mm-hmm. Almost made it.
Wow.
Robot or not,